From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. You may remember from a prior episode that some sponges can creep very slowly across the ocean floor, but most are stationary or sessile, which make them seem less interesting. However, we continue to learn just how fascinating and valuable sponges are. There are 8,500 species in all colors, shapes, and sizes, in all depths of salt and fresh water. They survive by filtering water through their tissues to consume bacteria. And this is key to their environmental benefits. They clean the water around reefs where they live. Some even filter out dangerous elements. A few species sequester high levels of arsenic, barium, and molybdenum, enough to be toxic to other life forms. This has given ecologists the idea to grow colonies of sponges at the mouths of polluted rivers to make the water safe. Sponges manage these toxins with symbiotic bacteria that bond to the elements and make them inert. Medical researchers are investigating ways to do the same in humans. Many other useful medical compounds have come from sponges. They produce spongothymidine, which mimics a building block of DNA to trap viruses. Biotech companies have used spongothymidine to produce drugs for HIV and cancer, with many more sponge-inspired treatments in development for antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory medications. An amazing array of benefits from the simple super sponge. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Foundation. To hear hundreds more EarthDate episodes or to support this program, visit EarthDate.org.